A reading from Matthew 9:2-8. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God who had given such authority to men.
Well, they should have been in awe. And what I like about this passage is it links to things that a lot of people, I think, in their own minds don't link at all, and that is the relationship of disease to sin. The Jesus is actually linking them here. He goes right to the heart of the matter. Your sins are forgiven. He doesn't say your elbow needs to be operated on or you need a new valve in your heart. He says you have something much more virulent and much more destructive within you, which is the sin you've been carrying around and has made you a paralytic.
Right. To be a spiritual paralytic is far worse than being a physical paralytic. If your relationship is restored to God and you sense His presence in your life, it doesn't matter what problem comes your life. If you're fully connected to the Lord, His peace and life comes to you. And so the physical healing is secondary to the spiritual healing. And Jesus sets it up perfectly in this way. And we see what it happens to the religious leaders who are looking on. They don't like the fact that He's announcing forgiveness of sins.
Because that only can be done by God.
Exactly. And so that's where the word blaspheming comes in, that He has gone beyond the boundaries of what's acceptable. Okay, so He's operating in authority and He's doing these kingdom things, but where does He get off announcing forgiveness of sins?
And isn't blasphemy one of the accusations against Jesus when He's being tried in Jerusalem before
right.
they crucify Him?
And this is one of the sins or accusations which you would be killed for. That's why it's significant. And why the leaders at the end, the religious leaders, are trying to get the accusation blasphemy against them, if they can do that, then He dies a death of cursing. By turning it over to the Romans, they take it to the cross and make it even worse in this case. And so there's a strong declaration against Him.
Here He is in a, I would assume, some place like Capernaum. Doesn't say here, but let's say it is. And these are rabbis and religious leaders in a local community. When it moves up to Jerusalem, the accusation of blasphemy becomes much more potent and it's much more ambiguous as to motive, because the leaders in Jerusalem, and we learned this when we were there, are afraid of losing their power base. It's much more worrisome to them than this kind of consideration. It's losing their power base at that point. They were so corrupt that that was the only thing that had any meaning to them. And they had to take care of this problem because he was encroaching, he was going over a boundary that they didn't want him to go over.
Well, and that's the challenge, is religious power sets itself up to protect. Jesus comes with something that trumps religious power and its spiritual authority.